grace, peace, and mercy be yours. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Hey, you made it halfway through the divine service, too. You done well, very well done. Tammy, excellently done, too. And a great hymn about the ascension, right? Very good. Beautiful, great, fitting praise for our God who ascends on high this night. Tonight, I want to talk a little bit about the who of the ascension. The who, not the band, but the who of the ascension. Not the when of the ascension, like the 40 days we often think about ascension. Yeah, we know when it is. But how about the who? We hear a lot of who, if you will, in Acts chapter 1 tonight. The first reading that we heard Tom read very nicely, the first reading from Acts chapter 1. And the first one is a person. In fact, God relates to us personally, doesn't he? Through people, through Abraham, through the prophets, and himself too, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And tonight we hear a few names, personal names. And the first name that you hear in Acts chapter 1 is O Theophilus. O Theophilus. And I thought I'd give you a little insight to who O Theophilus is if you didn't know. Well, there are two theories about who Theophilus is, because we don't really know for sure. One possibility is, now, you know who wrote the book of Acts? Luke, good. He wrote the book Luke, and he also wrote the book of Acts, Luke and Acts. Acts is kind of like Luke chapter 2, or book 2, the continuation of the church after Jesus ascended into heaven, starting with the ascension. And he says at the beginning, I sought to write all this, O Theophilus. And in Greek literature, you often put the name of the person who is your patron, the person who pays for that book to be written. And Theophilus just might be someone who paid for the scroll upon which Luke wrote the book of Acts. One possibility, the prologue there, and this is the first verse of the book of Acts, Theophilus being the person who paid for the scroll. One possibility. But there's another possibility too, and I like this one a little bit better. The name Theophilus, what does it mean? Well, you hear Theo, that's God, like theology, and Philos, which is, like Philadelphia, love. The one who loves God. So certainly you could see Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke about Jesus, could be writing to you saying, look, you, O Theophilus, I thought to write all these things that you've heard, you lover of God's. So Theophilus just might be kind of a code name for you who get to hear the Gospel, starting with that nice little pep-up. You are a lover of God. And how? Well, ascension has everything to do with how, too, isn't it? There's other names we hear tonight. This next name you hear in the text is Jesus. I sought to record everything that Jesus said and taught during the 40 days until he was lifted up. So Jesus we hear. What's Jesus' name mean? It's always good to remember what that name means. God saves, right? Good. God saves. Whenever I hear Jesus, it's the gospel in a little nutshell, right? And then he talks about the promise of who? Well, a little bit before this, actually, it's a little bit out of order. He starts talking about Jesus, and then he talks about through the Holy Spirit to the apostles. And, of course, that's the third person of the Trinity. So you hear Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, then the Holy Spirit. And then he starts talking about the promise of whom? The Father. Yeah, the promise of the Father. Which, by the way, is what? That he will send the Holy Spirit to the apostles. So the three in one really all have to do with each other in the ascension text. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, through him, to the apostles. What? The promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, which Jesus taught them. The promise. Stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. I told you about the promise until John the Baptist was preaching about the promise until now. And now I've told you the promise that Jesus would be sending the Holy Spirit, Pentecost. And that's why we'll come back and celebrate Pentecost, because Jesus did this wonderful thing, sending the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, to be with you, to be with the church forever. A great thing. So you've got, first, Theophilus, O God lovers, and then secondly, the Trinity being mentioned in this text. Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father. The third names, if you will, It's not really a name, but actually two men. Did you hear it? There are two men, and how are they robed and garbed?
In white.
In white. Have we ever heard about two men robed and garbed in white before? Sure have, haven't we? When? Luke's Gospel. Hey, how about that? And where? At the tomb. Yes, indeed. So there is kind of a hearkening back to Easter at Ascension. Because not only do two men appear at the open tomb, but these two men, maybe the same two men, appear also at the Ascension while everybody else is doing this, right? It's almost like they talk before they could even be seen. They say, hey, men, why are you staring up into heaven? This Jesus will return. And that's the message of the two men, is that Jesus will return, reminding them of what he taught them, that he would come again. And remember, at the tomb, the two men also announced that Jesus is risen. So now we get to hear that Jesus will return. And that's why these are such big parts of our Apostles' Creed and Nicene Creed, is because God sent messengers to proclaim these things to us, to have the certainty that these things aren't just things that disciples thought of and wrote about Jesus, but God sent people, angels, two men robed in white, to announce the biggest, most important things about Jesus. He is risen from the dead, and he ascends up into heaven, and he will return and come again to be with you, just the way you saw him go. So, two men, they're the next people, if you will, the next who in the text, aren't they? Of course, we hear about the apostles in the text, and we hear about John the Baptist. There are different names mentioned in the text. But finally, there is someone else who's kind of described in this text, and it's a simple word, Y-O-U. You. Of course, he was talking to the disciples, but also you who are hearing the text to us in a secondary way. And how are we described? You will be what? Be my witnesses from Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And if it were not for that promise that Jesus gave by the Holy Spirit to the church, then you and I would not be recipients of that word today, would we? If it were not for the ascension of Jesus, he who fills all things and gives the promise of the Holy Spirit to the church to go out and be my witnesses, and they have, and they witnessed over here in America, and the Germans came over too and did it too, and spread the word, and it continues to spread all by the Holy Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, working through the church and through you, because you now continue to be the witnesses. What are you witnesses of? Well, we gather at Christmas time to witness and tell and sing of the good news that Jesus is born, and we say, joy to the earth. And now, at Easter time, not long ago, we joined together in God's house, and we praise God for the resurrection of the dead. We invited others to come and tell our neighbors. They saw us leaving and going to church, and all the things that we do gives us this hope that we have to endure in this life, that we're going to rise again, too, just like Jesus, because of Jesus, in fact. And also, we are witnesses also tonight, and even throughout this whole season, of Jesus' ascension and what it means, that he is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He reigns right now. He's ascended on high where God is, at God's right hand. And not only that, is this King will come again to judge the living and the dead, to show and every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. So what a great ascension day to remember the who. Right? Theophilus, the Trinity, the two men, John the Baptist, Jesus, of course, the apostles, yes, all of them gathered to witness. And finally, you are part of the ascension too. Jesus came down from heaven and goes back up to heaven, completing the trajectory. That's what ascension is all about. And we likewise, though we are descending into the earth to die one day, we will rise again. And we will join him, will we not? We will ascend to be with him. Where the head is, there also the body is too. And Christ is our head, and the body must follow. And you are the body of Christ. Praise be to God that he ascended for us, because now we know where we're going. We're not a headless, wandering around chicken with a head cut off people. We know where our head is. He's in heaven. And we will join him through the promise that he has given sealed by the Holy Spirit. It's in your hearts through your baptism, through the word given, even in that which we eat and confess tonight, the body of Christ given and shed for you. We participate in his body. Wow. Praise be to God. What a great, wonderful gift that is yours this night and always. We sing, we magnify his glorious name here on the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ tonight, 40 days after Easter. Remember the who. Remember the who. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.